but it's still in this budget. Then you've got St. Martin's Fair. John, you got any comments on St. Martin's Fair?
I have a plethora of comments.
Plethora? Why don't you keep it to one?
Well, in that case, I'll with more than one.
Okay.
Okay, going over this, and I apologize, it's on my book. I came right from work, so I've been sharing with all of the barbers. So.
Oh, that's okay.
So thank you. But when we've talked a few times about the budget and what we're getting, I just want to make sure, and I'd like some little backup or a little more history to make this happen. But at one point in time, and I've been involved in the Fair Commission 8 years, and prior to that, we weren't getting charged the full amounts of every time a police officer, firefighter was assigned to the fair or worked the fair. We now assumed that everybody is now getting overtime, and we're paying for every cost associated with that, which wasn't in prior years. There was a certain year that changed. That was pointed out by one of the commission members who had that, and that's why, as I always hear these meetings since I got on here, the tongue-in-cheek about how we're losing money. Well, we were making money at one point, and we were plus, you know, even though the goal is cost neutral, but that came out because we were assuming these added costs for labor and fringe benefits that before was simply a cost. And, you know, is there, I don't know how, if that's what was reported to me, and that's what we came up with a couple of years back, and that's why that's kind of had one of the negative stigmas to that.
That Mark seems to be an open-ended question, so I'll see if I can answer part
sure.
of that. I'll have to look and see when employee benefits began to be charged to the fund, because I just don't know.
Right.
During my tenure with the city since 2012, that has been occurring, but I'll look and see when it began. If the Common Council chose not to charge employee benefits for the time spent by Public Safety and Public Works for that effort, then those costs, which are currently in the St. Martin's Fair Fund and the City Celebration Fund, would transfer back to the general fund, and that fund would then be unbalanced, and we'd need to find some additional cuts in the general fund because these costs are just moving between places. And if we don't want them to be in the special revenue funds where they currently exist and get transferred back to the general fund, then we would have to address that imbalance in the general fund.
And if they stay where they're at, I mean, I understand you're just shifting the costs, but I'm just saying that's a cost that's been shifted to the fair side, and that's why we're showing that change. I mean, fine, if we pay it, we pay it. I mean, someone's going to have to pay it, but I just want to kind of bring that reality forward, that that's something that changed, you know, apparently more than 10 years ago. So that's one thing.
If I can, then if you wanted the Common Council to fund that shift more, leave the cost center where it is to reflect the allocation of the effort there, but have it funded so it's not recorded as a deficit, that would be making a change to the transferred other funds on page 202. So if you wanted to say they need greater resources so that they can keep the level of policing and DPW effort there, then that $11,000 amount would need to be increased.
That's fine, but I was also, since I got both chiefs here, you know, wondering if they are comfortable with the staffing levels that are currently there, if they believe they're adequate, if there's anything other than to change to reduce that cost. I mean, I, you know, am open to which, following their lead, they're both very competent chiefs, and I mean, if there's not going to be any waste here, I believe it's adequate. We have had no problems, knock on wood, because I believe we have a nice, highly visible police presence. Haven't had any bad health issues because we have a police or fire department that's very responsive. So I'm not sure if there's the cutting aspect of it that's going to save any money, but I just kind of want to put that out there as something to be recognized that this fair has a lot of moving parts to it. It's not just we're not making money. I mean, there's certain parts that I believe we are. I mean, if we look at our, you know, revenues coming in, there's some certain things that we don't have any control over. You know, what's a resident going to charge the vendor to park their and sell their wares. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that, because I get a lot of feedback from citizens, oh, well, you know, I don't want, or vendors, that I don't want to come here because I have to pay X amount of dollars to the city and X amount of dollars to the landowner, and that's an uncontrolled variable that we don't have. We can control our fees, but we can't control what the landowner is going to charge. So I guess there's no simple answer to what we're going to put to the budget, but I just want to put out that one cost part and make that, if that can be checked into as far as when that was changed. So it's, I'm not just up here rambling.
Well, you're not. It's just that there's going to be transfer funding of some kind. And then if we make a change here, we've got to make a change on the other side.
So if it's simpler to keep it as is, but just recognize it, that's fine.
It's not going to change.
I mean, someone's going to have to pay it anyway, right?
True. It's going to come out of your left pocket instead of your right pocket. So, planning. Got any questions on our planning? Alderman Barmer.
Is there you mentioned the police and fire. Is there anybody that monitors the food vendors and the quality or the food that is produced there?
Yes.
Quality?
Sanitary-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Like health, a sanitarium.
Health department.
Bill Worker, who just left.
He got out quick.
He heard the fair and he hit it.
I was just wondering if that is another compensated cost or not from the fair.
Well,
actually, the fees that are charged to the food vendors for the fair is one of the revenue sources for that fund. And those fees are the fees that pay for the cost of the inspections.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, you can interject.
As opposed to the police and the fire departments, the total costs for the health department inspector is $350. So that's not an issue. And that's because he's a state inspector that the health department hires just for the fair. So those costs are not...
Sufficient?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Mike. On to tab 6. Hey, guys, we're almost done. We're past the midpoint here. The planning department, anybody have any questions on planning? No changes in personnel. Not a lot of change in regards to their budget. Footnotes, rather minimal. No questions. We'll move on.
I have a question just for Paul.
Okay.
Paul, when we discussed the impact fee area, what would have been the best one? Because I know it affects parks, it affects police, it affects fire. So which tab is that one in? Impact fee studies, impact fees.
The impact fees are collected and reflected in the development fund. That appears right after the capital improvement fund, beginning on page
424.
Oh, man.
Okay. 424. 250.
Thanks.
Yeah. So economic development. Anybody have any questions regarding economic development? Alderman Barber.
With the new tourism bureau, is that something that you would be overseeing as well in terms of economic development?
Aaron, why don't you come up? You're on the seat.
Yes. It is something I will oversee, but there's a separate budget, separate from the economic development budget before you now, that those funds are allocated to that separate budget. It's not part of the economic development budget, but it's in the general fund.
Okay.
I wonder if Paul wants to expand.
That's on page 230 of your budget, and you don't really have control over that budget. We incorporate it for reporting purposes, but by statute, the Tourism Commission itself controls its expenditure.
I'm just wondering if this spreads you thinner now in terms of economic development and oversight of tourism in terms of your time that was originally economic development.
you know, that's a role I'll sort of grow into. You know, we had our first commission meeting last week. So as that group gets off the ground, but I will say there's an overlap in the responsibilities of the economic development area with tourism marketing promotion in that area. So I would say in terms of another meeting to attend to monthly, but in terms of roles, there's a pretty close overlap.
Okay, thanks. No other questions on economic development? Move on to transfer of other funds. Yeah, any questions regarding that line item? Seeing none. Library fund. Anybody have any questions regarding the library fund? Pages 216 through 229.
I just wondered if the director wanted to speak at all. On the library funds and, you know, the challenges with balancing the budget. I didn't know if she wanted to say anything or not.
Did you want to give us a...
Okay. We had... there's a fair amount of money sitting in one pot that hasn't been accessible without some transfers, and there was a little bit of misunderstanding on how to access that and how to use it, and they've been kind of balancing their budget using that, and that was a fund that was set up to keep a minimal amount in it to take care of different repairs in that, and they've been putting repair costs and stuff in the budget rather than taking it out of that fund, so that fund just continued to grow, and then when they tried to use it to move it out for other costs, then it was just complicating things. So hopefully that's been, there's some changes. If you want to speak to how that was addressed, or
I spoke with Paul. There was a lot of $5,500
in reserve. The Common Council passed a resolution in 2005, I believe, which provided some direction to the library in relation to the tax levy allocated to the library fund. And in that resolution, the Common Council requested that the library board retain a minimum of $100,000 in its fund balance to deal with major repairs at the library building, and that any balance greater than that in the library's fund balance would be available to the library board for purposes which it sees fit. On page 221 of your book, it shows that the projected fund balance with the mayor's recommended budget for the library, which the library board has not yet communicated any action on, would be $347,000 at the end of 2018.
Okay.
This time our building is 15 years old, and like the police department, it's not yet falling apart, but there's going to be a lot of big ticket items coming out in the next 10 years.
Well, it looks like this is a better budget than the last time. There was some concern about it running under all the time, so it's, I like that it looks more balanced. So
it definitely is this year.
Yeah. So, well, I think the problem was trying to straighten out that particular fund and how that was being used. So I think we're there now.
No. So.
When you look at that level of fund balance, it may sound high, but when you put it in perspective of the annual operating budget above $1.3 million, you're only at about 25%. So that's consistent with our policy of what we would expect to have as a fund balance for an operating unit.
And the idea is to try to increase revenue on some methods, obviously, to keep building that up so you don't deplete it completely and then not have enough when issues come up. So hopefully we can find some methods to increase revenue. That's always the goal for all the departments. Thanks.
Well, remember, okay, they get 1.3 from the general property tax levy.
Still paying for the building.
Correct. Correct. But, no, we appreciate all the efforts that you make for the library. I know the community definitely enjoys the facility.
Yeah, we are a very busy library. We're the third busiest spoken library in the system and a very valued library.
Okay. Well, thank you. You have a great evening. Any other questions? Nope.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we talked about tourism and commission. Was there any, I don't think there were any other questions on tourism and commission. I guess.
That means it's time to adjourn.
Yeah, it's getting close. Page 232 is solid waste collection, Fund 19. Mark, did you want to add anything on that?
I'll only note that there is a line item in projected activity for 2017. If you look at lines 5283 and 5284, you'll see we didn't fill in a projected activity. That simply ends up making it look like our year-end fund balance, which is dramatically higher than that actually is. Doesn't change the budget request for 2018, but we will provide you with an updated page for that. But it doesn't change the budget request.
So, Mark, it should be more in line with the previous year then?
Yeah. If you look down at the bottom, the year-end fund balance is ranged in the $300,000 to $400,000 range,
right,
and not the $1.4 million that's showing here. So those two numbers will be filled in, which is a little over $1 million in expenditure that will be brought back to the accurate number.
Okay, thanks.
Change
the budget.
Okay.
Quick question, Mark.
Alderman Mayor.
Now, this would have gone up if we, a month or so ago, when we decided not to have the double recycling pickup and the secondary garbage can, correct? This would have gone up, so this is an area that we've already held a line on?
That would be correct, Alderman. If the council had directed that additional services be provided, which would have increased the cost of the fund would likely have had to increase the fee that it's charging its users for the service to be able to pay for those costs.
I don't recall what the fee increase we talked about was. Do you
all? I look for the city engineer to comment on that, but I believe that the total cost of the additional two services was going to raise it, was it $12? About $12. Now, not all of that necessarily would have come forward into the fee, but a significant portion of it would have.
Okay, thank you.
But the mayor's recommended budget does not recommend any change in the fee for the coming year.
Right.
Special revenue funds, civic celebrations, St. Martin's Fair, grants, donation funds. No questions? Mark?
In the memo that I point out or provided, when we get to the capital outlay and we talk about the loss of the stakes on computer aid and how to resolve that with capital outlay fund, I also address eliminating the what shows on page 236 as a contribution of $18,500 to St. Martin's Fair from the state computer aid. Because we now know from the state that money will be spent. So we can make that correction as well before.
Mark, do you want to go through this memo? I mean, Alderman Mayor had some questions regarding your this area in the first place. Do you want to?
Probably easiest since the 90% of it is
we've gone through
capital outlay that we have to just deal with it.
Then? Okay, and that's coming up. City Sanitary, it's the sanitary sewer funds.
This is the fund, Mr. Chair, that I had sent a request to Alderman Taylor as the or its member to the Board of Public Works to make a motion to make a change, I'll pass out a copy of that request.
Okay.
If I can direct your attention to page 256, where the department supervisor made the capital requests. Mm-hmm. And in those capital requests, they listed a number of items that were going to be 50-50 split, but I'll use the very first one, the HVAC system, on the top of page 256. And the request there looks to be a request for $10,500, which is going to be split between sewer and water 50-50. So my interpretation of that request was that it was a $5,250 request in the sewer fund. In reality, the request was $10,500 in the sewer fund and $10,500 in the water fund. But the mayor's recommended budget did not include that through my misinterpretation of that document. And in total, for the number of items that had these kinds of splits, there's a $12,675 addition to the capital expenditures in the sanitary sewer fund and an equal $12,675 credit. Those would appear, if I can direct your attention to page 262, on page 262 under the accounts 5811 through 5843 are where that $12,675 would get dispersed, and then line 5859 would also be increased by $12,675. The net change to the request for the department is zero, but it does get the appropriation necessary for the capital requests. So I would ask the chair to have that motion put in to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended budget, 2018 budget, by adding $12,675 to the sanitary sewer fund capital expenditures and a like amount to the amount to be capitalized for purposes of funding capital expenditure request by the department supervisor.
Do you want that motion made today?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion with regards to a motion to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended 2018 budget by adding $12,675 to the sanitary sewer fund capital expenditures and a like amount to the amount to be capitalized for the purpose of funding capital expenditures requested by the department supervisor. Do I have a motion on that matter?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Mark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? None? So the vote is 5 in favor, 1 absent, and none against.
Motion passes.
Just a typo.
Any other questions regarding the sewer? Pardon? Capital Projects Fund. We're on tab 8. Capital Outlay Fund. Mark or Paul, do you want to? Well, this is a breakdown by department. So, Mark, do you want to give the alderman any heads up on this?
Sure. So, in the budget at page 270, that shows the list of the capital outlay items by department as they were requested and then as they were approved by the mayor, recommended for approval by the mayor. If you recall, I mentioned earlier at the budget presentation that it was expected we were able to increase our total purchases to over $800,000 off of a $1.3 million request by departments, based upon some of that exempt computer aids money, which we now have been informed is not coming. To then try to give you a solution with that problem, I did put a memo at your chairs this evening that suggests a methodology that you could use and a motion you could make
to remove $155,000 worth of net expenses. So if you see this memo, it's a two-page memo from myself. I can quickly walk you through how I get to that, because I know you haven't had a chance to see this in advance. Initially, when we first started budgeting this fund, we hoped to make sure we had at least $65,000 in fund balance at the end. With those additional revenues, we were actually up in the $87,000 area. So we could simply not cut the full amount and lose some of the additional fund balance and bring the fund balance down to $65,000. That would give us $22,000 of it. Wireless access points in the highway department could be eliminated because the Technology Commission, although they had to cancel a meeting last week, we lacked a quorum. The IT director has actually come up with a methodology for a project they have budgeted for this year that will solve that need for next year. So that item can be struck. It suggests to eliminate the $16,000 in trees for 1 year, since we do have that as an annual appropriation typically. We're going for 1 year
due to what I didn't hear.
The loss of the revenue. Reducing information services about $4,300 in the overall cost of the Windows and Office 2016 license upgrades. Basically, taking a couple of the ones that have been recommended to be replaced and hold on to them one additional year longer and just get the license replacement for about 15% of the ones that are scheduled for replacement. Reduce police shotguns from 10 to 5 with the expectation that if they had to have it and it wasn't available here, they could consider purchasing them through donations or orchestra proceeds. Same thing with the fire department, the Lucas hands-free CPR device, reducing about $4,000 of the city funding toward it, with the balance to come from donation proceeds. Eliminate the garage door replacement for fire station number one. And then the next two items look like a reduction. The intent with this is to actually move them up and increase the priority. There's a anticipated potential of savings in the capital improvement fund for a project the police department has, for a communications project, that could have savings in the capital improvement fund of about $126,000. The goal then, if that comes through, to come back to you with a future budget modification for this year that would allow the drug vault in the requested list from the police department that not funded to use savings first to fund that drug vault, second to replace the City Hall telephone and voicemail system upgrade, and then fund one of the vehicles. At that time, it would be done with either just transferring the items right out of the capital improvement fund or actually move the money from the capital improvement fund to the capital outlay. But so those two items are still needed. For example, the phone system, we really can't delay replacing it. The phone system predates me. There aren't parts for it anymore. AT&T told us they did not give any more warranties. And the vendors we have to repair it say that they can't find parts for it. But AT&T did, I believe, inadvertently send us a maintenance agreement for it. We signed it, but we got it back to them because they told us they were going to give us another one. And so we do have some warranties, but those portions need to be replaced, or our voicemail and phone system could go down and be down for some time. So we actually would, if the savings come through, use those and still make those things happen. Together, that does address the 155.6 in the capital outlay fund, taking advantage of some anticipated savings in the capital improvement fund to
so without making dramatic cuts. And lastly, there's a little note there that is worth noticing, recognizing that if approved as recommended, the budget ordinance, when we bring that to the public hearing, will clarify that expenditures within the donations account may be either operational or capital. Historically, we haven't always set budgets for small accounts like the donations account, but we should. By the strictest interpretations of the statute, every one of those expenditures should have a budget and appropriation. But since we don't really know where it is, we don't want to spend a lot of time in those identifying, is it operating, is it capital, where it, so we're just going to treat it sort of as one group, and we'll set that authority up within the budget ordinance when it comes through. The motion that I've included at the bottom of that page then also addresses acknowledging the need to eliminate that state exempt computer aid revenue. And I think, Paul, I used a specific number, but you had a, did you have a rounded number? 18,500 is the listed revenue?
18,000. The revenue? 155,600.
Exempt computer is just in the same.
It was 18.5.
Yeah. And so in the motion I propose, you need to change it from 18.470 to 18.5, and then use the specific number that we're on.
And I see Madam Clerk's arm waving.
Not that it matters, but $2,000 is $2,000. If we base the increase from computer aids received from 2017 at a 1.47 increase instead of 220,600, I think you're at 222,600. Just thought I would mention it because
we were aware of that. I was dealing with, I dealt with the amounts we did in the in these two funds, the St. Martin's Fund and the Capital Outlay Fund, because those were the amounts we budgeted there. If you look at the general fund, for example, it's true those state aids were off by like 1,000, but we also have each of the other shared revenues that have been reported so far has been off by a fair number. So that's to be expected in the general fund. So I didn't deal with that. I dealt with just the hard amounts that we knew weren't going to be available within these two funds.